That patient name is Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N, last name Denton, D-E-N-T-O-N. Date of birth, 4/27 of 1981. Date of service, 12/2 of 25. This is a 44-year-old male patient here today with similar complaints as the last visit, which was on October 30th. At that point, he complained about having these fungal-type lesions on his hands, blisters. He reports them being under his skin. They feel tingly. Also had some associate forgetfulness. Today, he comes back with the same complaints, some brain fog, he says, but the fungal lesions on the hand and on his lower extremities as well. He would like a refill of medications. Now, last visit, I had given him doxycycline 100 twice a day for 7 days, number 14, and Lamisil 250 one a day for 2 weeks. He tells me he definitely improved with those medications, but now it's been about a week and a half that he's been off the medications, and they seem to be coming back. He would like a refill of the medications. However, of special importance, this patient tells me that he was definitely improving with those medications. So we will accommodate that again today, period, new paragraph. I suspect his feeling of brain fog is separate from what I see with physical presentation. Also, he works in a factory or a garage doing cleanup work. He is very much covered with grease and oil stains on his hands and his clothing today. Period, new paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure 152 over 96, pulse 96, respiration 18, temperature 96.9, oxygenation 98%, current weight 230, period, new paragraph. Past medical history, he denies. He did have surgical history for wisdom teeth, denies alcohol consumption, and is a smoker, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-good, well-fed. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular rate and rhythm. There is no murmur. Positive S1, positive S2. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft. Period. New paragraph. It's difficult to ascertain his skin. Once again, because he did not clean up prior to coming in. So I've told him if he comes back again, I want him to go home and take a very thorough shower so we can get a good representation of his skin. Period, new paragraph. Well, once again, reviewing the vital signs one more time. Blood pressure 152 over 96, afebrile. Respirations are within normal limits, pulse within normal limits, period. In the paragraph, I've explained to him that I really need to get a lab draw on him. And once again, today he is denying that. He doesn't want to go through with the lab, but he tells me if this medication we give him today, if it doesn't completely remedy, that he'll come back in 3 weeks when he's done with the Lamisil, and he will accommodate our request by getting a thorough set of blood labs at that time. Period, new paragraph. All other interventions he has refused today. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, fungal infection, cellulitis. Patient will be given the identical medications as last visit, because he received good results with that. So here we go with Lamisil 250 times 21 days and doxycycline twice a day, 100 milligrams for 7 days, number 14. Period, new paragraph. He's going to monitor his symptoms, and he'll return back to clinic if needed. But once again, I did prepare him that to see him again, we would need a set of labs. Patient did acknowledge understanding that.